This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Community Waikato and Roseanne Murray from Community Waikato here with me today. Thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. We often take turns, so we're not always here together.
No, that's right. Yeah, lately I've been on the other side of the desk.
You sure have. So you're on the hot seat today. We're talking today about volunteering. It's a fundamental part of our sector, community social services, fundamental part of, you know, the sports sector as well, where Roseanne finds herself traditionally from. So we're going to talk today about volunteering, what it looks like in New Zealand, opportunities to acknowledge volunteers, all of those kinds of things. I'm keen to talk a bit about how it's changing, because we have seen a lot of changes, over a number of years. So, yeah, that's essentially our show today. We're going to start off perhaps with a fact, because you just raised a couple of interesting volunteer facts right now. And I wouldn't mind just touching base on one of those.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I went to a recent presentation from Chris at Volunteering Waikato. And, in part of her presentation, she spoke about the number of people across Aotearoa that actually do actual volunteer, whether that's short-term or long-term. Yeah, the State of Volunteering report came out that 50.7% of people in Aotearoa have volunteered in some form over a year, which is, quite high compared to what we thought it would be.
Yeah, it is quite high, isn't it? You know, and I wonder if that takes into account people volunteering on marae, because often they don't see that as volunteering, but of course it is a very, very important role.
Yeah, most definitely. Anything to do with, you know, whānau, everyone just goes, that's part of being a part of the whānau. But, people that, you know, they just, you know, whether it's helping out at a tangi or whether it's helping out at some event that might be on at marae, or even if it might be some reunion that you're organising, it is volunteering to help put the event on.
So I think that's absolutely marvellous. And it's awesome to see that it's so high. So I think you were saying we were third in the countries that were participating in the survey?
Yes, that's right. And Canada was the one that was came out on top, yes.
Oh, good on those Canadians, eh?
Yeah, good old Canadians, yes. Have a lot of time for them, spent a lot of time travelling across Canada. And, probably very similar in a way to New Zealanders. Yeah, definitely.
So let's roll back a bit and think about what actually is volunteering. When we're talking about volunteering, how would you describe that, Roseanne?
That is a very good question, Holly. Yeah, you know, if I think from a personal perspective, for me, it's being prepared to give up some of your time, you know, whether that's some of your invaluable free time, to be able to support others, whether it's, you know, with regards to running an event. It might be even just, you know, being the car driver to take someone from A to B. Well, it might even be, you know, doing your meals on wheels, those sorts of things. Walking someone else's dog is volunteering, which is dear to your heart, isn't it, there,
Holly? It sure is. Sure is. I have a guy who comes once a week and walks one of my dogs.
Yeah, it's, I suppose for me, you know, I look at it as an opportunity for me to also give back.
Yeah.
Give back to those that have helped me out along my journey. Yeah.
And that is seen as often one of the key motivating factors for volunteering. There are several of them, but one of them is an opportunity to give back to your community, which might be more broadly, or it might be a very close-knit sort of tight community. So it might be the marae type community, or it might be, you know, Hamilton community, and you might be with the Balloons Festival, you know, for example, helping with parking or, you know. So it's amazing the breadth of opportunities related to volunteering.
There sure are. And there's just probably a couple of other facts out of that report that was undertaken that people are attracted to organisations where they are personally connected to the kaupapa or cause.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you said about with the balloons, you know, if they're really keen on something like that. And interestingly, people are wanting more short-term, flexible opportunities. So that's where those one-off type events, you know, probably do attract more volunteer support than if it's more over a 12-month or even longer period of time. And that, yes, very much that informal volunteering is becoming more the dominant mechanism for people, just those little short bursts of time that they can give up.
There's also an opportunity to develop some skills and networks, right? So it can be a professional development opportunity.
Most definitely. And that's something that, you know, I know a lot of lecturers are telling their students, you know, if they're, you know, doing some studies, it's that, you know, to get maybe those opportunities to get in a foot in the door, maybe in a long-term, you know, sort of possible career move for them, being able to maybe volunteer in that industry or that sector.
Yeah, that old internship thing, which they do quite a bit of in America. We don't have quite the same culture of that in New Zealand, but there is some value in being able to do that, isn't there? Just to build those skills and those networks and connections and
that's right, you
reputation
know,
and
the number of people that I know where, you know, someone has gone and volunteered for an organisation, and especially probably in our sector, and you know, seeing how that operation, that organisation works, and then the organisation can see how keen they are and how maybe how passionate they are for the cause, and then if a role does come out, well, you know, there's a really good chance that, you know, you're in the right place at that right time.
When was the first time? What was the first role that you volunteered for?
As you alluded to before, I was sort of, you know, very heavily involved in the sports sector. So when I was probably only high school age, so probably around about 15 or 16, I volunteered as a coach.
And
a couple of sports that I was heavily involved in. So, yeah, so I suppose right back then I was sort of giving back to the sport that, you know, I was quite passionate about.
Yeah, yeah.
And also with my mum and my dad, and actually even my two siblings were all heavily involved in the local netball centre. And so, of course, you know, very much dragged up on the side of the courts, I suppose, from an early age. And so it was also just helping out, giving a hand, whether it was the canteen or whether it was having to go and umpire a game or, you know, whether it's just getting a message from someone to another person or picking up the rubbish.
Yeah, yeah, they were all the fun things, eh?
That's right. But funnily enough, we keep turning up each week.
Yeah. I don't think it counts. Like the first work I did for free was on the golf course, picking up golf balls for my dad at the driving range.
And how many did you put in your own pocket versus put in the bag?
We never did that. Didn't have a reason to hoard golf balls personally. We had so many always lying around. My mother once said there was a golf ball in every room of our house, and actually she wasn't wrong.
Right.
Just everywhere. But I don't think that really counts. It was very much just, you know, your dad's the pro at the golf course, so you just go in for a day of work to help out. But my first, like what I'd call real volunteer role, was when I volunteered for an organisation called the Humane Alternative, which was looking after feral cats. So basically cat trapping feral cats, de-sexing them and then releasing them into colonies and having feeders go in and feed those cats. So they were taken care of, but they didn't continue to proliferate. The kittens were taken in and de-sexed and tamed before they were rehomed. So I did a bit of that too. Had a few feral kittens living with me for over the years.
So there was still an opportunity to be able to nurture the kittens,
yes,
and then for them to be able to be domesticated, maybe, is another way of putting it.
Yeah, I had one that was just never going to quite get there, it didn't seem. I'd managed, the brothers came friendly relatively quickly. They got lovely homes. That was great. Had this one little tawdy girl, and she was like, "Nope, we are not friends. We will never be friends." And the day I decided, I'm probably just going to have to keep this cat. It's not going to be homeable. And later on that day, I looked down, she was sitting on my lap, and she was like, "Yeah, well, you made the decision, so I'm staying."
Oh, beautiful story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is. It's and that gave me a lot of Personal satisfaction, and I'm sure you felt the same with the sports.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just, you know, and, it, you know, from a sport perspective, it doesn't mean that the team had to win, anything like that. It's just, you know, being able to see, you know, maybe the players enjoying themselves, having a good time, maybe developing their skills, you know, and even if, you know, you ended up losing each week, you could see that they were sort of developing and they were still enjoying themselves.
My first paid job out of university, so my first proper full-time starting a career job, was running a community house here in Hamilton. And I am absolutely sure that one of the key reasons I got an interview and got the job was the years that I'd done volunteering. Because, of course, the community houses rely so much on a volunteering workforce, essentially, right? Mm. So, you know, I think that that demonstrated a kind of community heart, and that's what they were looking for.
Yeah, that's so right, you know, because, you know, you can have all the theory, you know, you can have, like, on your CV, it looks fantastic. But, you know, really I think employers, and especially in our community sector, are looking for people that fit the values of that organisation, you know, really maybe passionate about that cause and really want to make a difference.
100%. We're going to take a short break and listen to a little bit of Split Ends. Love a Split Ends in an early morning. 6 months in a leaky boat. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the volunteer awards coming up with Volunteering Waikato.
I
6 months in a Leaky Boat by Split Enz, classic songs.
Yeah, and it just reminds me that Crowded House have obviously come back together and they're going to be touring around Aotearoa end of this year or later in this year anyway. So must think about getting some tickets there.
Fantastic. That is cool.
Yes, it is.
So we were just going to talk about what is happening with Volunteering Waikato, and they do an annual volunteer awards as a means to recognise the amazing work of volunteers throughout the Waikato region. So that's coming up really soon. So unfortunately, if you're thinking, oh, I should acknowledge a volunteer and nominate them, not this year, but maybe next year. And here are some of the, I suppose, categories that you can nominate for.
Yes. So just for prior to that, you know, just... it is part of the whole National Volunteer Week, which is from the 16th to the 22nd
yes.
of June. And so, you know, all across Aotearoa, organisations are encouraged to look at a way of acknowledging their volunteers. And volunteers like to be acknowledged in different ways.
Yes.
You know, some, you know, love the idea of, you know, you coming up and say, fantastic, here's a bunch of roses or some chocolates, whatever it might be, or even some petrol vouchers if
yeah.
they're using their car to run around a lot. Or for some, it might be just a thank you.
Yeah.
And I know some do shy away from the limelight, but also being able to recognise them with their peers
yeah.
you know, across Waikato is fantastic. And just also the month of June from the 1st to the 30th is a campaign through Volunteering New Zealand on Celebrate Our Volunteers. And the campaign is called The Big Shout Out.
Mm.
So trying to encourage you, maybe do a little video where you know, sort of then go, thank you to the volunteers, mm-hmm. Whatever that might be. But, yeah, so Volunteering Waikato have got their awards evening next Thursday, the 20th of June. And, yeah, this year they've got, I think it's 12 different categories and are really interesting, some of the categories. So there's a lifetime achievement, you know, someone that's dedicated you know, a very long time to volunteering.
And some of these people, 30, 40, 50 years yeah. of volunteering, it's just... unbelievable, the you know the commitment of some of these people. So, I mean, that's an amazing one.
It is, although I suppose if we think about it, not wanting to give away our age too much, we can probably say, well, I know myself, I can say I've probably volunteered over 40 years
yeah.
plus for different organisations and at different parts of my life.
Yeah.
But where you've got someone who's actually volunteered for that one organisation for 40, 50 years,
yeah,
it's just
incredible.
Amazing, isn't
mm.
it? Yeah. Really great to see they've got a category around youth change maker.
Yeah.
So that's really good to
see. And
there
have been some amazing ones there. I believe there was a young woman called Sade, might have won it a few years ago for basically pulling together a whole lot of young people and creating a walking track around Taupiri. You know, just an absolutely amazing initiative and just wonderful sense of leadership and commitment to community.
Yes, look, there's a lot of our younger people probably... some of our, maybe, dare I say, older people sort of have, you know, sort of put off, no, they won't volunteer, no, they're not good. But they have some amazing ideas.
They do.
And very much around if it's a passion.
Yeah,
or, you know, really
that's right.
a particular cause. So obviously for that young lady you're speaking about, obviously around the Taupiri
yeah.
area, probably home for her, you know, probably.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that environmental kind of element that we often see young people very passionate about.
Yes, and with that, there is an Environmental Steward Award, as well as an Empowerment Advocate. So that's probably someone who's trying to then encourage and empower other people to volunteer. Team of the Year.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah, and look, you know, that could be, you know, the local community house team or...
Yeah, it could be a group that get together and go pick up rubbish somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, trash tramping, I think they call it.
yeah. Yes, and yeah, then there's a cultural ambassador and there's an education innovator, event impact, maybe, you know, where someone has led an event that has made a real meaningful impact in their
yeah.
community. So there's some great awards and it'd be great to see these, I suppose what they call the unsung heroes of our community
yeah.
being recognised amongst their peers.
Yeah, look, and I think it is so important because these people are giving so freely of their time and their skills, their knowledge, their passion, and an opportunity to acknowledge them is really critical. So these volunteer awards have been going on for many years, and they have had changes in their categories over the time that I've been following them. You know, I love the diversity of the categories that they've got this time around. I think that's just fantastic. It's exciting. And they will end up, I'm sure, with a broad range of people to celebrate because of that, the diversity in those categories.
Look, and I'd hate to be one of the judges
it wouldn't be easy.
Of these awards. And maybe potentially by having these the broader range of categories might just help them, you know, because probably you'd like to give an award to everyone.
You definitely would. Look, I've been a judge in the past, and, yeah, it's not an easy role because people have just done such an amazing job. It's really hard to say who deserves it more than another, and I don't know if actually anyone does necessarily deserve it more than another. But it is a wonderful opportunity to celebrate volunteering, you know, as a whole.
That's right. And to I suppose just to be able to recognise that what they do makes so much of a difference in the kaupapa of that organisation or that cause.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting because volunteering has changed over the years, and I think you alluded to this right at the beginning when you talked about, you know, how people kind of give their time. And it used to be a time where, well, I suppose where we often had just a single income home, so there was a bit more flexibility in time sometimes with another person in the home to be able to volunteer time at the church or at the school or, you know, a local community centre. Whereas, you know, I think people are a bit more time poor now, and I think that can be challenging, especially for organisations that really need that kind of long-term committed volunteer role.
That's right. And I think also, unfortunately, another one of the downfalls from COVID was that we had a lot of our older generation volunteering. And, you know, they were told at the time, you know, shouldn't be volunteering, shouldn't be exposing, you know.
Well, because they were quite vulnerable, eh? And so they were unable to do things like delivering the food, where they may have been a Meals on Wheels person for many, many years. And so I think that was hard. But it also changed the landscape, didn't it, of volunteering at that time?
Yes, it did. And also, you know, some other people who have traditionally volunteered maybe probably thought, actually, it's great to have my time back, you know, or family time back. So a few have not maybe come back since then. But as we know, and you've already alluded to, as we need our volunteers, you know, in a way they're the fabric of society. You know, we need them, you know, across the board. So he's hoping that people will be listening to us and might be going, actually.
Yeah, and if you are and you're thinking, I would like to volunteer, but I don't know who for or what I would do, we would absolutely encourage you to contact Volunteering Waikato. They do have a huge database of organisations and all kinds of organisations, from environmental to animal-based charities, the sports charities, you know, anything you can think of. And they upload volunteer roles that they need support for. So if you were to contact Volunteering Waikato and even have a conversation with one of their team, they're going to help you decide what sort of volunteering you'd like to do and then match you with an organisation. And you go through an interview process like you would for a job, just to make sure that you're both a good fit for each other. And that's quite important, hey? If you're going to be giving your time, it needs to feel like a good fit. And you talked earlier about that values fit. That's really important for us in our sector.
Yes, it is indeed. And so if anyone is interested, Volunteering Waikato's contact details, that you can look on the website, which is www.volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. Or if you'd like, their phone number, which is 07 839 3191.
And we will come back and give you those details again just before the end of the show. Google them as well, Volunteering Waikato, they do come up. Honestly, they're well worth having that conversation with them, because there are just so many wonderful opportunities, from, you know, out there on the ground doing the work to perhaps the governance role, sitting up behind you know, the organisation, providing some of that strategic leadership. So lots of opportunities. And I think for volunteers, it's often worth taking a bit of time to think about, you know, what is it you would like to, like, what do you want to get out of volunteering? Is it about making new friends? Is it about developing new skills? Is it about finding something to do with your time? Is it about, you know, making new connections? Is it about a pathway into employment? But yeah, so it is worth thinking through what it is you want to achieve, so that you can be really clear with the people you volunteer for what it is you need as well. Because I think those relationships need to be two ways, right?
They do. And obviously, if you want to keep your volunteers, you want them to, you know, to be turning up each time, you know, you need to be able to appreciate them. And so for them to see that the value that they do provide to, you know, the kaupapa of that organisation.
One thing I must say is that it is important, if you are volunteering, to commit to that, because, you know, it can be frustrating or difficult if people treat it like I can turn up or I might not, depending on how I feel on that day. Yeah.
And sometimes if maybe there was two or three of you rostered on and only one person turns up, and that makes it maybe, you know, much more tougher experience for that person. And then are they likely to turn up the next time? So it's all about that teamwork.
It is, but it's also about knowing what your limitations are there. And if you feel like, actually, I can't be that reliable, I think it's important to be clear about that as well. And it's not to say there isn't a job for you. You know, there isn't a volunteering role. You just need to find the right fit. So, volunteering Waikato, Roseanne will just give those contact details again. So if you do want to make, get in touch with them.
Yeah, sure. So the website is www.volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. Their email address is admin@volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. And their phone number is 07 839 3191.
So we'll look forward to hearing how it goes at their awards evening. You're not able to make it, unfortunately.
No, I can't. I would have loved to have been there next Thursday, the 20th, but unfortunately have something else on.
Yes. Yeah, so no, that's fair enough. But I think we've got someone going from, I think Karen might be going from Community Waikato.
I think she may be going along, yes.
So we'll at least have someone there to give us all the insights. And of course, they do release a press release about who won what category, so we'll be looking forward to seeing that, getting excited about, because how many names we might know on that list as well. That's always fun, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
Look, that's us for this week. You have been listening to Connect with Community Waikato, and this is Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.